This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
All right, no sleep till Brooklyn, or no sleep till Dallas for Ty Bollinger, because we're within a couple of weeks or so of the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And, you know, you shouldn't be going anywhere between now and then, but you are.
I am, yeah, and that's actually no sleep till Grapevine.
Grapevine, that's it. We need to redo that. I think you're right about that other song. We were trying to figure out music. Sweet did that song, Ballroom Blitz, according to mm-hmm. Super Don.
I thought that was Sweet, yeah.
Anyway, this is the stuff we talk about off the air, music. It's like, music are you going to put me to go out on stage with? And I was saying, do Ballroom Blitz, but no, you're going to do something else, aren't you?
Well, you know, what I'm trying to do with the symposium there in Dallas is just put together a lot of the music that we've used throughout the docuseries. That's kind of, you know, you hear the music and mm-hmm. you think of the quest for the cures or the global quest. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of commercials that are on TV now that are using the exact same tracks that we actually made popular last wow. year. And now there's commercials that are using it. So I'm not saying that they heard it from us, but it's just really powerful, inspirational type music that we've used in the past. So that's the music that we will be having unique right. to each speaker. And we might double up on a couple of tracks, but I'm going to get sure. you something really good.
All right. Well, Super Don, scratch the Village People. We can't use that now. All right.
Oh, that's the one I was already using.
I know. Oh, well, we try here. Anyway, if people knew, again, I said this for a long time since you started the Truth About Cancer, all the work going into this behind the scenes, you would say, how is Ty Bollinger upright, walking, breathing, and talking, much less each week here on Outside the Box? Now, one of the things that, you know, I'll be talking about, and I always talk about a gut mission, the healing that I like to bring to people, the Zika scam. And we've covered it since the beginning. And there's another story that's even more powerful, and I want to include this because it's a stunning number. We're talking 12,000 women infected with Zika. 12. Now, okay, get this right. 12,000 women infected with Zika and all gave birth to babies. All 12,000. How many of the 12,000 of those babies suffered a birth defect known as microcephaly?
Wow. Robert, there'd have to be dozens, if not hundreds.
There should be 12,000 if Zika caused it. But, you know, or somewhere close in that range. But it turns out zero, the big fat goose egg, zero.
Wow.
Yeah, but we need a vaccine pronto. We need it yesterday.
Hey, I've got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we mandate that we infect all pregnant women with Zika so they can have healthy babies?
Now that's what I'm talking about, right? When I'm talking about the absurdity of doctors trying to eradicate measles from the planet. The arrogance last hour talking about this is absurd. This is stupid. It's not cholera. Right? Cholera, you got the still water, the sewage running in the streets. It's a childhood eruptive disease that is part of our genome. It's part of our strengthening of our immune system, and we want to get rid of that. It's stupid. Now, we can manage it safely if you have adequate nutrition, hygiene. We got homeopathy, we got soap, we got all kinds of things we can do. But now you've got Planned Parenthood, on this false, phony Zika scam, going door to door in these areas going, hey, you know you can abort your baby if you have Zika. You can abort your baby if you have Zika. It's like, what? 12,000 healthy wow. babies to 12,000 women who had Zika, and they would abort all 12,000 of them. This is the insanity that goes on with the Zika scam.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, it's Zika is this year's version. I mean, you know, we had Ebola in the past. We had swine flu in the past. We had mm-hmm. bird flu in the past. So there's always some kind of a germ or virus that we need to be afraid of so they can scare us into vaccines or other treatments. It's this racket by Big Pharma to sell their product.
Yeah, even the HIV scam, right? We're not talking
yeah.
about immune deficiency or immune collapse, which is a real issue in some people, but the whole idea is that, oh, it's one virus or it's one retrovirus. It's not. It never is. It's a cover story for something else. In this case, larvicides, pesticides, fungicides, herbicides, and vaccines, mm-hmm. Tdap, who knows the GMO mosquitoes, and we're the kooks, we're the crazy ones for pointing out that all 12,000 women infected with Zika had 12,000 healthy babies. What are the odds?
Well, I think the odds are pretty good in light of the fact that Zika doesn't cause microcephaly. I think that's pretty good odds.
Yep. Based on the numbers, let's see, estimated there should be about 60,000 pregnant women in Colombia with the Zika virus,
yep.
yet there are hardly any cases of microcephaly. So if the link is there, where's all the microcephaly? Again, just a big scam. And it takes the new media, the alternative media that should be the mainstream media that we are, to point this out. And as I said last hour, one day pediatricians are going to look back and hit themselves on the head and go, you know, I was so stupid. Why did I believe the lies coming out of the CDC, the WHO, my medical school, all of these things that were compromised with pharmaceutical interests? They'll look back and go, I was so stupid. Yes, you were, but you can change. You can see through it now and go, you know what? I'm not playing along with that game anymore. I don't want to be part of the problem. That is your choice, doctor, if you're listening. That is your choice.
Yeah. You know, you do reach a crossroads, and you kind of reach a point where you've got to make a decision to go left or right. And we're not talking politics here, but
yeah.
you've got to go to the narrow road. It was a great quote that I got last week. I was privileged to interview Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We've had him on the show a couple times.
Yep.
But I flew out to Malibu and interviewed him. And one of the things that he said just struck a chord. He said, you know, when I began to learn about the dangers of vaccines and that children were being permanently damaged, he said, I reached a crossroads in my life. And he said, it was kind of like in Nazi Germany when the Jews were being put on the trains, and the people in the city saw them being put on the trains, and they knew that there was something nefarious that was happening to them, and they were forced to make a choice. Do I act on what I've seen, or do I act like I've never seen it and just go on with my life? And
mm-hmm.
and to his credit, Bobby Kennedy said, I couldn't just go on and act like I haven't seen this, that I know that vaccines are damaging our next generation, so I had to act on it. And I think that we see that in many different areas today with physicians. They, once their eyes are open, once they've, you know, ignorance is an excuse to an extent until you've been presented with the truth. And then once you're presented with the truth, you can't plead ignorance anymore. It's willful now.
Yeah, consciousness and conscience, right? And you have a choice at any moment to go down that dark path. Once you've been made aware of it, you no longer have the excuse, if it is one, of ignorance. Again, ignorance
right.
of the law in certain circles, they say, is no excuse. So, again, if you're harming these babies, even if you don't mean to, there could be consequence for you. And that's why I say, once you
yeah.
learn this, reverse, repent, and go a different direction. And speaking of that, Monsanto, which you affectionately like to call Monsatan, I mean, how could that
Monsatan?
The name of that organization get any deeper into hellish mud, right? So what are they what are they going to do? Well, how about being bought by a Nazi chemical company? I mean, it's not funny. But Bayer, you know, one of the demon spawn of IG Farben, Nazi Germany circa World War II. Bayer
yep.
is, you know, planning to buy Monsanto, and even they are going, you know what, if we buy this company, we want to take its name out. It's so bad, we can't use that Monsanto name. When an evil company like that says it can't use your name, oh my gosh, how bad is it?
It really is bad. And we, you know, I wrote an article on this a couple of weeks ago, and I think we've talked about it a little bit, but this, it's a huge deal, right? It's a $66 billion cash buyout. I don't know if it's going to actually happen or not. I don't know if this, I think some of the antitrust laws might kick in. I'm not sure they're going to be able to do it. I hope they don't. But if they do, you know, it is, they're going to have to change their name because too many people, and it's not just me that calls them Monsatan, too many people know that this is an evil company. But the reality is they're no more evil than Bayer. I mean, you know, it's one of the things that we did cover in the Global Quest last year was the fact that in the mid-1920s, you had Bayer, Hecht, and BASF formed IG Farben. And IG Farben actually was the single largest donor to Hitler's election campaign. And they were the ones that built the concentration camps at Auschwitz and at Dachau, which Hitler eventually used to exterminate the Jews or try to exterminate the Jews. But IG Farben built them for slave labor for their manufacturing facilities. And this is Bayer. This is Bayer. And then after the war was over, we had the Nuremberg trials, and then we brought some of their executives of IG Farben and some of the other companies over there that the executives were actually convicted of war crimes, crimes against humanity. Bayer brought them over and put them on the board of directors. So, and that's just the beginning. I mean, we could go on and on with the different drugs that have killed thousands of people. We could go on with the factor VIII, which, you know, whether or not it was infected with HIV, it was infected with something. And it was bad blood that they sold, and they sold contaminated blood to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people in Europe and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a company that has shown repeatedly over the years that money, making money, is the only thing that drives them. They don't seem to have any kind of a conscience. I mean, you look at there was a birth control pill called Yaz that was approved by the FDA back in 2005 or 2006. But this was a Bayer product, and it literally killed hundreds of young healthy women. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just one after the other. They had another drug called Trazodol that was banned in 2006, but they kept selling it. And it's just on and on and on. The list goes on and on of the atrocities that Bayer's been involved with. And we didn't even mention Monsanto. And that's we don't have enough time in the show to go over Monsanto.
Right. But I think that if Bayer successfully buys them, it could be the end of next year with all the antitrust, as you said, pushback. But I think we need to find a name like Monsanto, equivalent for Monsanto, for Bayer, because the true origin is pretty darn evil through Nazi Germany's era of domination in Europe and what they tried to do. And I think that needs to become clear for everybody that thinks that, you know, investing in big pharma is good. Maybe for your pocketbook or your future in the sense of having lots of Federal Reserve notes. But remember, even those are subject to burning up in a bubble economy. Which, by the way, that was the best thing that Trump did in the debate. He brought up the bubble economy based on the Fed and Janet Yellen. I give him his props for that. Yep. So here we go. More Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. We got a cancer story next about expectations when you enter cancer trials. And then Captain Morgan will join us to talk about a Hearthlight event in North Georgia that Ty Bollinger, Charlene and family and I, and we will all be together. And that's another opportunity to get with us if you've already lost the tickets for TTAC.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Outside the Box here with Ty Bollinger each week know that we're fundamentally all about freedom, right? We may stand out and speak out against things like chemo, radiation, or surgery when we feel they're inappropriate, and in most cases they are, but we would never stand in your way if you feel like it's the best way for you to survive, right, or loved one to survive. And yet, you know, with the domination, the monopolization of cancer care with these toxic interventions, they would try to prevent you from doing the things we would talk about, promote, write about, and including the new book by Ty Bollinger coming out by Hay House soon, The Truth About Cancer. Here's a story about patients entering phase one clinical trials. Have you covered things like this, Ty, over the years?
Yeah, definitely have.
What is the sense of that? I mean, from what I understand, a phase one is like literally they're just throwing stuff on the wall to see what sticks if you're gonna go into a phase one.
Yeah, I mean, basically, phase one is you're a guinea pig, right? So they're and that's a good way to put it. And it's like, you know, I heard the phrase throwing Jell-O at the wall to see if it sticks. That's kind of what they're doing with phase one. It's like you're gonna and it's the title of this article that we're looking at is patients enter cancer trials with unrealistic expectations because they think, okay, this is a clinical trial. This is a new greater and better drug. It's gonna heal me, right? That's what, of course, they want to think that. That's, I mean, people want to have that hope. And, but the reality is that they're unrealistic expectations because it's really these phase one clinical trials. They're like, you gotta go through phase one and then phase two and then phase three. And most of the phase one don't make it to phase two because they're crap. They don't work. And even the ones that make it to phase two most of them are crap. So, when you're dealing with drugs, the reality is that people need to get to come to a realization that we are not sick because we're deficient of any drug. whether it's in a new clinical trial or not. Right. Drugs can mask symptoms. Some drugs can save lives in an emergency situation. But when we're dealing with chronic disease or chronic illness, drugs are not the answer, because you ain't sick because you're deficient in the drug. You're sick for another reason, because your body is lacking something or is too toxic. And that's why we're sick. And so we'll never find any kind of cures for these diseases with Western medicine, because they're looking at the wrong thing.
Yeah, we've talked about regulatory capture. That is, the drug industry captures the regulators and it grants itself, in a sense, a monopoly on treatment. So if you look at a phase one trial, how many phase one trials are studying nutrition as a counterpoint to, you know, for reversing of cancer? I mean, they wouldn't.
None.
Yeah. Because why? Well, there's a number of reasons. One of which, of course, these trials end up resulting in patented drug technologies or drug products that can then be sold for thousands to tens of thousands of percentage points in profit per dose. And
right.
That doesn't fit well with a model that says, hey, look, if we feed you real food and the minerals in that food will reverse the cancer, like selenium, there's no profit motive relative to that. And of course,
I was about to say that when you look at the cost of these clinical trials in the millions of dollars, I mean, you're gonna have to sell a heck of a lot of selenium to make up that cost, and it's just not gonna happen.
Exactly. So a phase one clinical trial, while I wouldn't stand in your way if that's what you wanted to do, look at what Ty said, or listen to what Ty said, and realize that you don't suffer from a deficiency of any new synthetic drug molecule. And at the reversal of cancer, again, that's what we talk about in The Truth About Cancer, all of the doctors coming together. And yes, there may be a place at times for allopathic intervention. That's an important point. We acknowledge that, but those on the other side of the equation that try to attack Ty Bollinger and The Truth About Cancer will say, oh, there's never a place for that natural stuff because it's unproven, it's unscientific. And I'm telling you, what's patently unscientific are these dunderheaded doctors who think they can poison you back to health.
Exactly. You know, we were, Charlene and I were on the phone today with a couple of the people with March Against Monsanto. And I was being, you know, I was trying to be more, I guess, more even-minded, because we were talking about the truth about vaccines, and I said, you know, a lot of these physicians just don't know anything about vaccines. They don't know how dangerous they are. They've not been taught in medical school, and the reality is there's a lot of them that aren't. But the young lady we were talking to, she says, you know what? I don't give them a pass because they're ignorant. They're damaging and killing kids. The ignorance is no excuse when you're in that kind of position. It kind of made me rethink my position. I think.
Yeah, I know.
You know, maybe I should be a little bit more hardline on it.
We try to default to be nice guys, right? And then Dr. Batar comes along and says, "Snap out of it. These people should know better," right?
Yep.
All right, folks, we're going to all be together soon at the Homeoprophylaxis event, St. Pete, coming up. Then The Truth About Cancer, and then a big Hearthlight event coming up at the end of October in Gainesville, North Georgia. Kim Haynes putting that on. Captain Morgan's going to join us to talk about it with Ty Bollinger and family, because we'll all be there, and we want you to be there as well.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we're just talking about cancer trials and you know the monopoly on it, and you know how you know. Listen, I'd like to be more inclusive. We like to people to know all their options, and those of you who can't attend the Truth About Cancer because it's sold out. I got to ask you this, TMB: is there a way that it will stream live for those folks that want it? Will there be access online? Because I haven't seen the information on it yet.
Yeah, actually, we're about to start promoting that, I think, next week. But we are going to stream it live, yes.
Okay, so you've heard it here first again.
Everybody's going to be able to see it.
Good. So I want, but also it's great to hang out with Ty Bollinger and family, and we're all going to be together in North Georgia at the Hearthlight event, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. That's another great opportunity, and it isn't sold out, and we're going to talk about playing the Harlem Legends as well. But first of all, TMB, our kids are post-millennial. They're after the millennial generation. I think that's right, because your oldest is 16, my oldest is 16, and they're not millennials. I don't know. Have you ever hung out with any millennials?
I don't even, what's a millennial? I don't know all the terms. Generation X, Generation Y, Generation Z. Whatever. What's a millennial? Somebody born
after 2000? I think they've said
2000?
That the millennials are the ones that were born after Gen X. That's what I think it's kind of rolled into the Y's and the Z's, perhaps. But Captain Morgan is one of them, and she's helping us to put on this show as my assistant producer, and she puts up the stuff on the website. She's also working with Kim Hames on the Hearthlight event online. And
awesome.
We're going to bring her into the conversation. Be gentle with Ty Bollinger. He hasn't met many millennials, Captain Morgan.
I'm not even sure what a millennial is.
Surprise! Here I am. Not
yes.
as serious as you thought, I hope.
No, no. So far, no fright like the strange clowns that are appearing all over the place.
Right. It could be so much worse. Or the spiders that go bump in my house in the night.
That's right. She is afraid of spiders, so we're going to work on that with her. Now, tell us about a little bit about the Hearthlight event, because Ty Bollinger and Charlene and family, we're all going to be there. Our buddy Paul Barretero is going to be there. Chris Wark is going to be there. Those of you who you know, are in the southeast, maybe it's easier for you to get to. It's in the North Georgia Mountains, Gainesville. The connection, what's going to go on there?
Yeah, I'm so excited about it, and I'm just thrilled that you put me in touch with Kim and we're able to work together on this, because it's just a fantastic group of people that are putting this together. Their heart and soul is to just give hope and resources and encouragement and any type of education and tools to families that have been touched by cancer, whether it's cancer patients, their caregivers, their doctors, their healthcare givers. So they put together this three-day, really it's like an extravaganza, because it starts Friday night and goes all the way through till Sunday, and there's a Harlem Legends basketball game that will be raising money for the event. There's pretty cool keynote speakers. I don't know. You guys may have heard of a few of them. And there is also the opportunity, this is pretty unique, for healthcare practitioners, doctors, nurses, chiropractors, to receive their continuing education credits by coming to the event either on Saturday or Sunday. And so that's something that they can get here that they may not get other places. And they can hear from alternative as well as Western healthcare providers. So I don't know. It's a pretty unique opportunity. I haven't heard of something like it. And there's a lot of ways that you can get involved if you check out the website. But it's all on robertscottbell.com. Go and see all of those notes that I painstakingly put up there every day. And maybe you guys can tell everybody listening, if you're coming from one of the Hearthlight speakers, I'm so excited that you guys are joining us. And Ty and Robert, why don't you guys talk a little bit about why you are making time in your very busy schedules to head to North Georgia in October?
Well, TMB, I feel like you and Charlene have inspired a movement, right? Because to see this happening of this magnitude, to go into the heart of, like, medical areas like we did the Cancer Prevention Convention last month, it's really stimulating a new form of charity, right? Charitable contributions that actually support these holistic and integrative things to support patients and access to this. This is really warming my heart.
Yeah, this is awesome. Charlene and I, actually, we attended Hearthlight last year. Kim connected with us last year right after we launched the Global Quest, and we went down there and spoke together at the first Hearthlight, and I think it's the same location that this year, and so this will be the second time that we've been down there, and we just had a blast. Kim's an awesome lady, and I mean, everybody was just so welcoming there, and the crowd was so receptive. She put us last this year because people were so I think we were second to last year, and when we left the stage we went out to our book table, everybody cleared out of the auditorium and there was nobody left to listen to the last speaker, so because they wanted to come get a book signed or talk to us. So she put us last this year, which I think was a pretty smart move.
Very cool. And I'll be your warm-up act, all right? I'll set the stage. That happened. We were good at that because we did it at a cancer prevention convention.
I love going after you because we talk about so many of the same things. And, you know, you loosen up the crowd. And, you know, I know certain things that you're going to talk about that I can follow up with in my lectures. So Charlene and I will try to fill in the gaps after you get up there and warm up the crowd. And actually, they're in already warm. I think you're the second to last speaker, and then we're the last.
Right. We'll be warmed up by then.
Before us.
And I'll make silly faces so that you look really professional when you get up there.
Oh, just look like yourself.
That's all. Just silly like myself. Well,
don't go outside to your book table afterwards because then they'll all follow you out.
No. I will. I will say wait until we're all done. We'll all come out together. And, you know, we've still got our book going on with Unlock the Power to Heal, which is really, really bringing some great information to folks to, you know, become empowered to heal. And I think that's the goal. I think a big part of what Kim's done here with this Hearthlight event, Morgan, your interaction with her, you see the sincerity that she has.
They are just so passionate and committed to what they're doing. Not only are they putting on this event, but each of the members on the board has loved ones that either have dealt with cancer and survived or unfortunately passed away. And they've seen all different types of treatments tried. And Kim herself actually goes and visits cancer patients and does cancer coaching and helps them to find other ways to heal when the traditional recommended treatments aren't working. So, I mean, they live, eat, breathe this all the time. It's really inspiring.
They're awesome. You're right. You're right, Captain Morgan. They really are awesome. I saw that last year when we went down there. Just the heart is just evident.
Yeah. And Ty, I've got to ask, I mean, if there's a way I can Velcro myself to your back on the basketball court, just so in case I fall down and you can keep up, it looks like I'm going just as fast as you. Just remind me if that's okay.
Let me tell you something. That is going to be so much fun playing the Harlem Legends the night before. What's your name, by the way? We all got our names on the back of our jerseys. I, by the way, am going to be the Splendid Squinter.
The Splendid Squinter. I don't know.
Because, you know, of course...
What is that?
Ted Williams was my favorite baseball player. He's number 9, and they called him the Splendid Splinter.
Okay.
So I'm the Splendid Squinter because when I'm going to be playing without my glasses, and so I got to squint to see the basketball.
You will be squinting.
So I'll be the Splendid Squinter. And then Bryce is going to be playing with us, and his name is Da Bricks with a Z, Da Bricks.
Oh, nice.
So what about you? Do you remember?
I'd be throwing up the bricks, huh? Well, if I played without my glasses, I wouldn't know if I'm in the stands or if I'm on the court, so that wouldn't be safe. But I think...
So did you pick a name?
I don't know if I'm like Radio RSB or something silly like that. I just don't remember at this point. So we'll have to find out what's on my back of my jersey. I think they said they weren't going to use Ding Dong this year.
Robert, I actually submitted that for you. I thought that was part of my job. I'm sorry.
Oh,
did we not get back to you on that?
Could be trouble.
Well, we thought you wanted Carrot Farmer.
Carrot Farmer, okay.
Accurate.
No. Well,
Farmer Bob.
No. Oh man, this is what I get for having a millennial assistant producer. She just takes it and runs with it. Big trouble.
Let me ask you guys one more question before you go back to your two-person act here. are you able to give us a sneak peek at all as to what you'll be covering in your sessions, just to get people even a little bit more excited about what they're going to be hearing?
TMB, you know what you guys are talking about?
We're going to talk about the latest and greatest chemotherapy drugs and radiation techniques. What about you, Robert?
I'm going to talk about Halloween candy for prevention of cancer because it's going to be Halloween weekend. No,
I feel like I'm being tricked instead of treated here. For some
You've got your trick, now the treat. The reality is when we come up there and speak, I mean, obviously, if it isn't already obvious to you, longtime listeners, you know, Ty and I and Charlene, we speak from the heart. We're very passionate about this subject, about educating folks on things that we didn't know growing up either. And for me, of course, as a homeopathic healer, I like to throw in very practical things that people can do to prevent and reverse cancer, for instance. And they're not fancy. They're not difficult. They don't require a doctor's supervision for the most part. So, you know, when I talk about bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, I really mean it. And it's fun to be able to do that. People get lit up and they go, you know what? I can do that. I can do that.
Yeah, and just so you know, Captain Morgan, Charlene and I are going to be speaking together, which I love speaking with Charlene because we had to kind of go back and forth off each other, and we'll share our story of how, you know, 20 years ago when we got married and losing my family and just our, you know, stair step all the way to today, and we just kind of, we'll have a PowerPoint, but we'll wing it and kind of feel where we need to go and go there. But it's, of course, it's going to be all focused on prevention techniques for cancer, emotional, you know, getting rid of emotional baggage, treatments as well as prevention. So it's just going to kind of depend upon what we feel like doing that day. And I see now on the schedule, we only have 45 or 50 minutes. So I don't know what we're going to cover. Usually when we speak, we're usually at an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of why they put you at the end. So you might have a little more leeway there.
To run long, maybe so.
Yeah, I think so. I think what we'll have to do is like mist the place with something that allows you to hear super fast talk so we can get it all in the short period of time.
I'm just going to speed up really fast.
Yeah, and by that time, of course, it's the day after the Hearthlight with the Harlem Legends event. So I might be sitting down in my lecture just because I'll be so hobbled. So we'll see where it goes.
Bring on the healing silver, right?
Right. No, we better have some arnica at the ready. We'll have to call up Dr. King or something, get some advanced arnica to get us out of any muscle strains or anything like that. But looking forward to that, Captain Morgan. I'm glad you're helping Kim out and getting the word out. And thank you for coming on board and spotlighting it with us tonight.
Anytime. Hearthlightevent.com. Go check it out.
Beautiful. Hearthlightevent.com. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscatbell.com. And by that time, at the end of October, TMB, if we're walking upright, that'll be a good sign because we got a busy October, my friend.
Yes, we do, man, but it's going to be lots of fun.
All right. We'll be back to wrap up Outside the Box after this brief break. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So TMB, did you survive your encounter with a millennial last segment?
Yeah, I survived. That's right. Captain Morgan's great. We're looking forward to seeing her in Dallas along with Ed.
Yes, the whole Robert Scott Bell Show team will be together for the first time ever. Super Don,
yeah.
and Captain Morgan and Op-Ed, of course you and Paul Bear Carroll, everybody that's going to appear. I mean, it's going to be such an incredible time together. Ah, man, won't stop smiling.
I'm looking forward to getting an actual picture with Super Don instead of having to use the one that I photoshopped.
The one on top of your bodybuilder steroid infested body, that one?
No, it was the other one. I did another one a couple years ago, I photoshopped one.
It looks pretty impressive.
It was very impressive, by the way, the job you did on that.
He does great work.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been...
I wish I could photoshop myself to make myself better looking. That's what I wish.
I think they have these filters now. I don't know what they call them, but...
I don't know. For some reason, I just feel like I look like I got hit in the face or punched in the face.
No, I don't think so. Run over, maybe. No, just kidding. No. This is the kind of fun we have.
Kind of like Martin Shkreli, right?
Martin Shkreli. Have you ever been at like those fairs, county fairs, where they like the dunk tanks? They throw a ball at you, you dunk down, things like that. Or
I sat in one before, and people dunked me.
Yep. Or you pay to throw a pie in somebody's face, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Shkreli's got a different idea. He's a capitalist. He knows how to raise some money. And his latest idea is pretty unique. I don't know if I would do it, but I guess, and I don't even know what he's raising money for. We got to also figure that out. But he wants to raise money by
raising money for a friend of his that died in his sleep this last weekend.
Is that true?
Family. Yeah.
Right. So he's raising money, and you can bid, and if you win, you get to punch him in the face. Ow! Ow!
Well,
you know what? And people really didn't like this guy because he bought a drug and jacked up the price 10,000%. But he actually did something good before all of this, or around this time, that a lot of people don't know about. And it relates to something, Ty Bollinger, you know very well.
Well, yeah, and Shkreli was the one that bought the album from Wu-Tang Clan last year. They produced an album. There was only one copy, and they sold it for an undisclosed amount of several million dollars. But Shkreli was the one that bought that album. And one of the cool things about it is in Wu-Tang, they've been following Truth About Cancer, and they love what we're doing. And so then they donated to us from some of the money that they got from Shkreli. And so we turned around and gave that money to some charities last year. And so it's, inadvertently or in a clandestine manner, Shkreli actually funded some natural cancer charities, even though he didn't know it.
Right. So for those of you who want to hate on Shkreli, yeah, you can't totally.
Yeah.
And there's some balance in the force there, which is very, very cool.
Yeah.
So
and you know, another cool thing, Robert, is that Wu-Tang Clan just released, or they're releasing, a book, and they mentioned the truth about cancer in their latest book. I just got Tariq with Wu-Tang texted me a few days ago and texted me a screenshot of the page where they mentioned the truth about cancer in their book. So pretty
nice.
Sweet, man. They're really good guys, and they love what we're doing with natural health. It's amazing to me the number of rockers and rappers and music people and Hollywood stars that actually follow, not necessarily the truth about cancer, but are really following the natural movement, whether it be with vaccines or with cancer treatments, and they're really into what we're doing.
No, I think there's a lot more people in secret that are very well-known, famous folks that are following this and that still fear coming out overtly in this way. And eventually they'll be able to proudly say, you know what, we supported that. And Shkreli, who knows, might he be one of those one day because he inadvertently supported it. Shkreli said the slap may be of any velocity in any location, while a punch must be a reasonable velocity and location. Apparently, he's not totally stupid about this.
I'm gonna go ahead and bid for that, and if we win, I'm gonna get Doc Newsom to punch him.
Ooh, he'll never get up. Doc's amazing.
He won't get up.
The current bid is $10,000 and $10,001. And if you don't want to slap him, you can join him for dinner, and I'm sure he'll charge you double, triple, or quadruple. I don't know. Anyway, TMB, great outside the box hour. Love to Charlene and the whole family. We're going to see you at the homeoprophylaxis event, then Truth About Cancer, then the Heart Flight event. So we got a lot of fun stuff coming up in October, my friend.
Yes, we do. RSV, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you to Kim Hames, and thank you to Captain Morgan for joining us, Super Don, as well as Daniel on the board. Back tomorrow with Jonathan Emord, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment,
they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.